It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley. Star 99.9.
All right, Mondays in the Feed, we talk all sports here in Connecticut with our buddy the ump, Vin Cerullo. Vin, how's it going this week?
We're doing great here, Kevin, and I'm on the property of Joseph A. Foran High School, ready to do a game.
Nice, perfect. So what do we got going on in sports here in Connecticut?
Okay, well, I want to start with the non-sports topic right off the top, Kevin. Trumbull High School, the We the People debate team, finished eighth in the nation Wow. in a recent competition in Washington, D.C. So kudos to Trumbull High School debate team. But back to sports. The top girls lacrosse teams are Wilton, Ridgefield, Stonington, East Lyme, and Hand High School. On the boys' side, we have Cheshire, New Canaan, Fairfield Prep, Staples, and New Milford. On the softball side, we find that the top schools are Bristol, Central, Coventry, Southington, Newtown, and Fairfield Ludlow, who is number one. We also see that Jonathan Law moved up to number six, while Trumbull dropped down to number 10. The drop was due to Trumbull's big loss to number two, Fairfield Ludlow. At the time, Fairfield Ludlow was number two. This was a big win for Ludlow. It was a 2-0 shutout. In baseball, we see that Staples is number one and Fairfield Ward is number two. Trumbull is number three, and number four is Newington, with Xavier a close number five. Of course, we all know about the Aaron Rodgers coming to the New York Jets. This trade with the Jets was like watching a soap opera, like Days of Our Lives. Long, drawn out, and lots of drama. While we're on the topic of NFL, this past Thursday, we saw day one of the NFL draft, and it was completed on Saturday. But here's the interesting thing. There were two Connecticut natives taken in the draft. Luke Schoonwalker, who we talked about previously, who went to Hampden Hall and graduated from Michigan, went in the first round to Dallas, while Will Levis was taken in the second round. He attended Xavier High School, and he was picked by Tennessee. And Luke comes from Old Saybrook, while Will comes from Madison. In boys volleyball, we see that Trumbull is now 11-0 this past Friday. They defeated their crosstown rival, St. Joe's, 3-0. Nice job by Trumbull on Friday. I got to follow the girls' dance team at Trumbull High School this past week. Typically, they practice about twice a week for 3 hours. Most of their squads are football games and basketball games. The routines are mostly made up of their team captains, and their routines are done by their captains, and learning is really grueling at times. The Trumbull team credits their advisors and with great support and guidance, and the Trumbull captains are Maya Pepin, Jada Valentin, Valerie Moranevis, and their captains that are leaving are Renee Nemchek and Mackenzie Tenney. And that's our report for today.
Perfect. Awesome. I love it. Thanks, Vin. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Great, Kevin. Looking forward to it. Take care.